Constant Wonder Kids is a Constant Wonder podcast.
Hi, Wonder Kids. It's Paige. Do you know what it means to be a part of a community? A community is a group of people who live, work, and play together. In a community, people might be different from one another, but everyone has a part to play. What kind of communities are you a part of? Your family, school class, soccer team, and even your hometown probably make your list. And because you listen to Constant Wonder Kids, you're also part of our podcast community. Which, by the way, means that you can go onto our website and download some free coloring pages to enjoy. Check it out at the link in our description. Our guest today studies a very particular type of community that you can find out in nature. Now, this isn't a community of people or even a community of animals. It's a community of plants, fungi, and bacteria, and it's called biocrust.
I think what sparked my original passion for biocrust is just that they're so cool. They're these little things, these small organisms really making it on the surface of this desert soil. Their color and their shapes and the way that they're jumbled together there and how they just seem like aliens from another planet.
This is Sasha Reed. She's a biogeochemist with the U.S. Geological Survey. And she researches this interesting thing called biocrust. Now, you might not know what biocrust is, but it's possible that you've seen it before, especially if you've ever been to the desert. 30 years ago, Sasha moved to Moab, Utah, which is a desert area right near Arches National Park.
It feels like another planet if you can picture the kind of skyscrapers of red rock above you and the sun shining and the sage greens of shrubs and the bright greens of the grasses, and you have the Colorado River muddy running through the middle of it. It doesn't feel like Earth. You're surrounded by these big things that draw your eye and that are impressive. These big arches, these big cliff faces, this big sky. And then all of a sudden, something, maybe a lizard moves or something and catches your eye on the ground. And then you look down, and at first it looks like some weird bumpy dirt. And then if you get down and look closely, it is this universe apart. It is this highly textured, multicolored community of mosses and lichens and cyanobacteria living and photosynthesizing right there on the soil surface.
This weird bumpy dirt that Sasha is talking about is the biocrust.
It looks so weird that it stops you in your tracks if you really get down and look at it. And so I remember thinking, what the heck is this? And then it turned out that I was able to start learning more about biocrust through that job. And that understanding of the role that they play in those ecosystems and of how understudied and potentially undervalued they had been for so long, that just took my interest in them to this whole deeper core level.
That weird bumpy dirt has a whole world of information inside of it, and Sasha was determined to learn all she could about the biocrust community and all of its secrets.
There's so much to be learned about how these organisms behave as a community and about how they exchange resources, how they facilitate each other, how they compete with each other.
To Sasha, a biocrust sample is like a little city with tiny organisms moving around doing different jobs.
It absolutely is a city, and it's functioning, and different parts look different than other parts. Biocrusts seem to assemble their communities, and we really do always think of them as a community, not a single species. Even if you took a small 1-inch little plug of biocrust, you would have lots of different kinds of organisms. They could be dominated by one kind of lichen or one kind of moss, but it's always a community of organisms. It's the coral reef of the desert. It's, if you picture a coral reef and shrink it in size, that's what biocrusts look like. The colors, the different organisms living side by side. the different shapes, you know, the stag coral or the brain coral, biocrusts look a lot like those different shapes. And just like coral, biocrusts are an interaction among multiple types of organisms.
So what kind of organisms make up biocrusts? Well, there are mosses, which are like fuzzy blanket plants that absorb water. There's algae, like the green stuff you'd see in a pond, and those algae turn sunlight into food through a process called photosynthesis. There are also lichen, which are fungi that have little algae living inside of them. On top of all that, there's also cyanobacteria, which helps make healthy soil. All these organisms are working to stay alive and help keep one another going as well.
Biocrusts will fill these niches where plants aren't shading them out. We don't find them in closed canopy forests where there's lots of trees overhead, but instead in places like drylands or the Arctic, Antarctica, where they don't have to compete for sun with those plants that are taller. And so they're making this living in a really hard environment.
Living in the desert is tricky because organisms have to go a long time without water, and all living things need water to survive. Biocrust is able to succeed in the desert because they are able to really take advantage of water when they get the chance.
I think one of the things that I really like about biocrusts is that they're optimists. They really go for it. They do everything they can in the relatively short time. They're a crazy word called poikilohydric, which means that they are active when they're wet and they're inactive when they're dry.
Whoa, that is a crazy word. Poikilohydric. So biocrusts can dry out completely and then go back to their normal activities, like photosynthesizing food and putting nutrients in soil once it rains.
Sometimes being active puts you at risk. And so biocrusts don't worry about the risk. They move forward. They say, you know, life's hard, but you gotta enjoy the moments when it's not.
As she studies the biocrust, Sasha has to be pretty active as well. Her job gives her the opportunity to spend plenty of time out in the desert, collecting samples and checking out biocrust.
I was doing research as a technician with the U.S. Geological Survey, and I had to hike in and out of an area where I was going to collect some samples by myself, samples of soil and biocrust. It was something on the order of an 18-mile day, 20-mile day, a lot of miles. And I started early in the morning when it was just getting light, and I ended in the dark. I had to hike with my headlamp a little bit. And there was this moment on the way back. So I had this heavy backpack on filled with soils. I had made it all the way there, done my collections by myself, was walking back, beautiful canyons, incredible vistas around me. And I felt so capable. I'm carrying this heavy pack. I've covered all of these miles. I'm going to make it back by myself. I can handle this in a way that surprised me.
That type of big hike seems like quite the adventure. It's good that Sasha's able to do this exciting research because it turns out that biocrust does a lot to help our planet.
One of the main ecosystem services that biocrusts provide is soil stabilization, that glue. And so they are reducing dust formation and reducing erosion in the areas where they occur.
This is super helpful because it means that biocrust traps dust.
Dust is a huge issue for the Southwest. It has human health consequences because of diseases that are carried in dust, and it's also a big deadly issue with automobile accidents and dust. When dust blows from the Colorado Plateau to the Rocky Mountains, it changes the energy balance, the color of the snow that it lands on. That in turn affects how the snow melts because it's darker, so it melts faster. And that decouples in time when that snow melt becomes available for living things that rely on it. And it affects, I mean, what the study has suggested that looked at that is that it reduces the water availability in the Colorado River Basin by 5%. That's a lot. That affects all of us who rely on that water in the Colorado River Basin, which is already a pretty limited resource being battled over.
Healthy biocrusts are important for a healthy planet. I think it's pretty cool that the little biocrust communities do so much to impact the environments of bigger human communities around the world. Now, Sasha would love for everyone to learn about biocrust, but she thinks that biocrust can be especially interesting for kids, just like you.
My nieces and my nephew, they love biocrust. And part of it is doing the things like wetting up the crust, getting to see something that looked like it wasn't alive turn alive. Part of it is they're already closer to the ground, so it's easy to get down and see the biocrust. But they really like hearing that little things matter. And so I think biocrusts, often we assume that they're probably not that important because they're tiny, but they are really important. And for kids who sometimes we assume they don't know as much as they do, or they don't have the role to play that they do, resonates with them. Little things are important, and they are phenomenal. These ancient organisms that are able to make a living where other kinds of organisms can't, to create a habitat that is part of the larger ecosystem, I really do admire them.
Kids can do amazing things for the natural world, and so can biocrust. I'm glad that Sasha has such an awesome fascination and admiration for biocrust communities. These incredible organisms remind us that there's all sorts of interesting creatures to discover, even if they're in the dirt underneath your feet.
And bacteria too, working together in all they do, a community growing in the desert sun. Biocrust is so much fun.
Just a word or two now for parents. I'm Marcus Smith, host of Constant Wonder, the podcast from which Constant Wonder Kids originates. Constant Wonder, the original version produced for grown-ups, contains a whole lot of great stuff for kids, but it has rich detail of great interest to grown-ups as well. We suspect you may want to hear the original version devoted to Sasha Reed and her adventures studying biocrust communities. If you would like to hear the full presentation, go find Constant Wonder wherever you get your podcasts. The episode you want is titled, The Funky, Fragile World Beneath Your Feet. From there, it's just like giving a mouse a cookie, because you'll want to have more. Enjoy episode after episode in your own ongoing quest for wonder in the world, anywhere and everywhere it can be found. Stay fully alive in this world by making room for wonder. Subscribe to Constant Wonder on your favorite platform. Constant Wonder Kids was produced by Paige Crumperman Darrington, with sound design by Mitchell Towsley. Tenery Taylor is the executive producer. Constant Wonder Kids is a production of BYU Radio.